I think both quarterbacks were outstanding. You know, obviously, Mike, we were a little bit slowed down a little bit, and we were a little bit up more up-tempo when Nick was in the game, I think, that fourth drive. But, you know, they both do a great job of it, and, you know, they both made really good decisions throughout the game.
I know Chip said before that it's basic math, number of guys in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Is that really all it is with those quarterback decisions?
That's all blocking is, period, and that's all football is, really. That's the whole point of the spread offense, the read offense. It's all about taking advantage of where the offense has the positive numbers. And, you know, that's the whole reason pretty much this has come about.
I think just every day you're really just working on the – I've always said footwork and – just the attention, the detail, staying on rhythm with the plays. Don't really try to hold on to a route too long. If it's not open, go on to the next route. Go through your read progression, because sometimes you stick on one route and then the other route's closed, so you miss them. So I think just really being good at that, really just focus on my play. And when I'm on the field, you know, I'm with my teammates. We're having a great time pushing each other. We're working hard, and we just need to keep the atmosphere going.
Things are pretty much the same. Come out with the same concept, you know, trying to get better each and every day. Not take any snaps for granted. Put your best foot forward each and every day and treat every snap like it's your last. That's my mentality. I think we just have to go out there and play, try to perform. You know, it's not about, you know, worrying about, you know, what your placement is going to be after this game. I think if you try to, you know, do that, then things are not, you know, not going to flow for you. You got to let it happen naturally, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's all in God's plan.
Well, yesterday, you know, I went through, you know, I was trying to get back all the receiver, you know, idiosyncrasies and the small things. And, you know, today I had a much better day out there. And, you know, I felt more, a lot more comfortable having one night to actually go home and study and you know, really think about the receiver position.
It's been different. It's a sudden change for Clay, abrupt. But he'll make the most of it. We just got to, you know, teach him how to play the receiver position, which is not easy. You know, it's almost like starting all over within the playbook. But I think he'll do a great job as time goes on.
As far as being a defensive player and wanting to win and wanting to be a fear defense, you know, that's what every defense wants to be. And, you know, like I said, it's here. You know, it's here. And it'll get better from here.
You
know,
are you a fear defense yet?
Like I said, we can't. You know, this is, remember, this is a brand new team. This is the new Eagles. You know what I'm saying? We have to, this is our time to, we got to make, you know, we got to make a statement, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, this is a new defense, new offense. As far as being a defensive player and wanting to win and wanting to be a fear defense, you know, that's what every defense wants to be. And, you know, like I said, it's here. You know, it's here. And it'll get better from here.
You know? Are you a fear defense yet?
Like I said, we can't. You know, this is, remember, this is a brand new team. This is the new Eagles. You know what I'm saying? We have to, this is our time to, we got to make, you know, we got to make a statement, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, this is a new defense, new offense.
For me, you know, it's a matter of getting ready for the season. I think I said this last year, but I don't think, you know, people go back and remember, oh, let's look and see what they did in the preseason. You know, the Ravens won the Super Bowl last year, but nobody's going to check, let's see how they play in the preseason. It really, when it boils down to it, it really doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, I think it matters from the standpoint of guys trying to get themselves ready, get them in playing shape, getting used to the live action. But when it's on the line in the regular season game and it counts, it's different. And you can't, and I can't say it's any different. I can't say preseason is just like regular season, because it's not.
It was very fun. It was fun and exciting. Once I got the first snap out the way, you know, all the jitters were gone. It was pretty much everything I expected. And I just went from there. Like I said, that first snap was going to a new atmosphere. It's something that you got to get used to. But once I got that first snap, I was like, you know, it's nothing but football from here. And I just know my assignment, just execute everything coach asked me to do.
I mean, it got to be the strongest group on your team. You know, when your back's up against the wall, your D-line got to put the fire out. You know, that's what we used to say at Bama. You got to go put the fire out no matter when the fire happens, you know. So as a D-line, that's the mentality that you have to have. And we try to keep that mentality in our room with guys like Vinnie Curry, Fletcher Cox, Vinnie Logan. We try to compete against each other out there to go out there and be the best D-lineman on the field.
For sure, tackling, you know, when I do have a chance to take the big hit, I'll take the big hit. But I'd rather, you know, just get the man down other than go for the big hit.
What did Coach Davis say about the physicality and about the tackling after Friday's game?
Basically, he said we need to get better. And he felt like it starts with practice, which I agree. I feel like everything starts with practice. You know, communication, like I said, the tackling. And tackling was a big issue. We worked on it today. And we're just going to, you know, continue trying to get better at it.